And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for football between the Dort College Defenders and the top-rated Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 1-1 overall, 0-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Morningside Mustangs are 2-0 overall, a win over Valley City State a couple of weeks ago. And they also have a win over Nebraska Wesleyan from 1 week ago. For the Dort College Defenders, it's bounce back time after suffering a loss at the hands of the Midland Warriors last week, a game where Dort College feels like they let one slip away. We visited with Coach Greg Youngblood earlier today about that contest, and we covered that topic and several others, and we'll be getting to that in just a little bit. But first, we want to check in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference and Commissioner Corey Westra with the GPAC football report for today.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 21, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this GPAC Football Saturday Report, let's begin with a look back at last week's first week of conference action. And we go to the scoreboard. Midland defeated Dort on the road 21-18. It was Doan in the NAIA Game of the Week, upsetting number 13 Northwestern 34-27. Dakota Wesleyan a winner over Briar Cliff at the Dakota Dome, 56-15 the final. Concordia wins over Hastings last Saturday night, 26-21. And top-ranked Morningside a 48-10 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week from last week's games are as follows. On offense, the honor went to Kyle Shuck, wide receiver from Morningside College. He had 12 receptions for 202 yards and three touchdowns in that win against Nebraska Wesleyan. Cam Lenhart, linebacker from Doan College, is the defensive player of the week. He had three solo and nine total tackles and forced a fumble late to secure the win for the Tigers. And on special teams, Doan kicker Jordan Peterson takes the honor after making a pair of field goals against Northwestern, 20 and 37 yards, and made all four of his PATs, and he was named the NAIA National Special Teams Player of the Week. And that's a look back at week one of conference action. Coming up after the break, we'll preview another five games this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But first this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is the second full week of GPAC football contest. Another five games highlight today's schedule on this 21st of September. We begin with the number one team in the country, Morningside College and the Mustangs. They'll take a 2-0 record into Sioux Center to battle 1-1 Dort College. That's a 1 o'clock start at Dort. We have Concordia playing at Midland today. Concordia is receiving votes. Both teams are 2-0 on the young season. 1 o'clock kickoff in Fremont. Briar Cliff will head to the road to Lincoln and Able Stadium to match up against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. It's homecoming for Nebraska Wesleyan, and that's a 1 o'clock game. Northwestern is now ranked 21st, and they will host Dakota Wesleyan. DWU is 1-1. They are 1-0 in conference play. Northwestern is 0-1 in the league, did win their season opener back 2 weeks ago. And finally, 18th-ranked Doan will take their 1-1 mark into Hastings, Nebraska for a 2 o'clock kick against the Broncos of Hastings College. Hastings enters the contest at 1-1. So that's the five matchups for this week. Again, they are all afternoon games. Let's take a look at the latest NAIA football top 10. It is Morningside at number one in the country. St. Francis is number two. The University of the Cumberland's ranked third. Carroll is fourth. St. Xavier is ranked fifth. Georgetown at sixth. St. Ambrose is seventh. Baker ranked eighth. Grandview 9, and Tabor is ranked 10th. Doan is at 18, Northwestern 21, and Concordia is receiving votes. To find out more about the Great Plains Athletic Conference, again, visit our website. That's gpacsports.com. If you've not done so already, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Those are two additional ways that you can follow the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's off to the games for this Saturday, September 21. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and that pretty well sets the table in terms of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The game that you will be hearing this afternoon on KDCR has Dort College versus Morningside. We alluded to the fact that the Mustangs are off to a 2-0 start this season. 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They hold the number one spot in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. The Mustangs have wins over Valley City State and Nebraska Wesleyan to their credit this season by scores of 58-28 and 48-10. Steve Ryan's offensive unit is averaging nearly 309 yards per game on the ground and another 316 in the air. All that translates into Morningside dominating opponents thus far by a combined score of 106-238. Brandon Weiger is averaging 124 yards on the ground for the Mustangs with a 5.4 yards per carry average. John Halverson has 29 carries for 84 yards per game and has four touchdowns with a 5.8 yards per carry average. Ryan Kasdorf has completed 50 of 70 passes for 632 yards this season with seven touchdowns and two interceptions. Kasdorf's favorite receiver is Kyle Shuck, who has caught 19 passes for 16.4 yards per catch average, and he has three receptions for touchdowns. Joel McCabe and Devin Thomas have 11 and 10 catches respectively and average just under 10 yards per snag. Kasdorf also has 16 carries this season for 105 yards. Morningside's tackle leader is Trevor Strong with 17 stops. Aaron Roberg is at 13 tackles through two games. Logan Gibbs has a sack and a half. Morningside has yet to intercept a pass on defense. Jordan Sitzman has punted four times for a 32.5 yards per punt average. Zach Decker has converted 14 of 15 point after attempts. Before we take a look at the Dort College side of things, today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College is 0-1 in the league, 1-1 in the GPAC, 21-18 loss to Midland, dropped Dort College to 0-1. Dort College has been outgained slightly by an average of 299.5 to 307. Dort College has gained 209 yards on average on the ground, while opponents have rushed for 203 yards per game on average. The defenders average nearly 33 minutes of possession time and have turned the ball over five times while forcing six turnovers. Courtney Samuel has netted 92 yards on the ground on 23 carries. Trey Pickney has 89 yards of rushing, and Thomas Newman has 60 so far. Newman, who replaces the injured Bryce Rustler at quarterback, completed 4 of 9 passes for 59 yards in the Midland loss. Sam Verhulst has 4 catches for a 26.3 average with 2 touchdown snags. Darryl Van Grau has 3 catches for a 12.0 catch average. And Daniel Fennig has 2 grabs for 23 yards. Seth Vandervoort tops the team with 26 tackles, 2 for loss. Cole McLean has 16 stops and a fumble recovery. And Micah Applegate has 15 tackles. Cameron Petrie has Dort's lone interception this season. Sean Quinlan has a quarterback sack. Heath Bonestrow has 14 punts this year for a 39.3-yard average with a long of 57. Barry Dykstra is 3 of 4 on point after attempts and hit a 49-yard field goal in the loss to Midland. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood about the Dort College defenders and the challenge that they are facing this afternoon with the Morningside Mustangs, the number one team in the nation. And here is what the coach had to say about today's contest. As the Dort College defenders prepare for the Morningside Mustangs this afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action, let's visit with Coach Greg Youngblood. And first of all, Coach, let's talk about last week. Your team did a lot of things well, took advantage of some turnovers, and were right in that game with Midland, and one of those games where you probably look back as a coaching staff and as a team and say, that one maybe got away from us.
Absolutely. We did a lot of good things, and so we did some good things to put ourselves in position to win the game, had the lead in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, but you know, that's something we got to do a better job of, starting with me, you know, just finishing the game. And you know, offensively, we had a couple opportunities to punch the ball in and really put the nail in the coffin, and we didn't do it. And then, you know, they give them the opportunity that last drive to drive down and score. So sure, it's you know, you hate to say it, but it's learning how to win. We're a lot closer. Guys are doing a lot of good things, but we got to get over that hump and learn to kick in that door when you got the opportunity. So we're going to use that as part of that learning process as we grow our program. But yeah, definitely it's tough to get that close and not finish it.
Pizza Ranch players of the game for last week on offense. You picked your coaching staff picked Leonard Manuel for his production out of the backfield. Describe a little bit what Leonard does for your team and specifically what he did last week.
Well, he did a couple of different areas. You know, he had you know, about 50 yards in rushing on a few carries at a 5.3 yard per carry average. We did a good job running the ball when he had it. He was splitting time with Courtney Samuel, so he didn't get a ton of carries, but when he ran it, he did well. But he also did a really good job blocking on the perimeter, had some key blocks and some big plays. So we felt like overall he was a most solid guy we had on offense. And, you know, he's a big body guy who's also athletic, and so we want to continue to use that both in running the ball and blocking. And we're confident Leonard will continue to have a good season for us.
Seth Vandevort on defense, and he piled up a lot of tackles last week. What is it about your scheme that allows him to be that productive on defense?
Well, you know, Seth is just a great job, and obviously second week in a row for that award. It was just hard not to give it to him because he did so many things, and it allows our defense to be productive. Without him, you know, there's a big hole there, and so he does a great job, you know, whatever scheme we're in. But our coaches have done a good job. We've gone to a little more four-man front this year because of injuries, but also we have some good depth in D-line. But I think that it helps a guy like Seth because it helps occupy some linemen that allows him to free up a little bit with to make some tackles. But he's always done a great job. He's the heart of our defense, and we're obviously continue to rely on him every game.
Heath Bonestro has given you a lot of consistency punting the football, and he had some good ones on Saturday.
Absolutely. He had some great punts, good hang time, distance yardage, you know, and he gets the ball off quick to him. And I also mentioned Glenn Thompson, the snapper. He and Glenn have done a great job of getting that ball out quick. You know, there was a couple times, even Saturday, I should just say once, where, you know, we had some blocking miscues, and we might have had a block had they not been so quick with their snap to foot count on the punt. So that's been huge. But yeah, we've got a great punt return average as far as minimizing their yardage. I think it's like 3 yards per return, and a great job on our cover team. But really, because of Heath's hang time and getting it off quick has been a big factor in that. He's been great for us both games this season.
Three freshmen again, the scout team honors Jason Miller, David Alderman, and James Vanderscaff. Those scout teamers doing the job to prepare you for Midland. Those scout teamers had to get you ready for Morningside today. Let's talk a little bit about Morningside, what you've had to prepare for. What have those scout team guys had to do and try to replicate in practice?
We actually changed it up this week as well. We went ahead and we went good against good. So our starting offensive guy group, rotators and starters against our starting defensive group, and we simulated Morningside's offense, they simulated Morningside's defense. That way we got the best look we could from the speed standpoint, from the athleticism, the strength standpoint, and then we let those guys that normally would run that scout team, we let them go and work on kind of our stuff against each other to kind of get them ready for JV season. So they had a good time doing that. That was part of it, but it helped us because we got a better look in the sense that we're going against older guys. And so, you know, that's what we need to replicate this Saturday against a great team. And so we changed it up a little bit. We feel like it's going to help us. But, again, you know, we've got to execute on our end against a great team.
Morningside, tell us just a little bit about defensively. What will they do? What kind of front do they present? And what are they going to do defensively against your offense?
You know, their thing is they're going to line up in a pretty solid base front and just play aggressive and play gap sound defense. You know, they're based out of a 3-4, but we call it eagle down. They'll reduce that defensive end down inside and walk a linebacker up so it looks more like a 4-man front with just a stand-up linebacker who's coming. And then the other side will be more like a 3-4 look. So they can do that to either side. And then, you know, coverage-wise, they play their safeties and run support. And they just do a great job of, you know, it's not so much they're not trying to trick anybody. They line up, play good sound football, and be athletic, be aggressive, run to the ball, and just make plays. And so, you know, for us, it's not so much of, you know, knowing where they're going to be. It's just about executing and getting people blocked and making our right reads and obviously, you know, doing it with the speed and athleticism they bring. And so it's a great challenge, but we feel confident we can execute against a good team.
One final note offensively, you started Thomas Newman last week due to injury. He will in all likelihood start again today. How did you feel about his play last week?
He did a lot of good things, ran the ball well, made some good throws, made some mistakes that you could expect for a first-time quarterback at the college level, but all very correctable mistakes, all mistakes that we know he'll continue to get better at. So, yeah, he'll start for us, and you know, we plan on going with him. We have some other young guys that we feel good about. If we have the opportunity to give them some looks, we will. But for the most part, Thomas has earned the spot, and we're going with him, and we feel like he gives us the best chance to win right now.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Back with the opening kickoff right after this. Dort College won the opening coin toss, and they have elected to receive to start this afternoon's football game. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds here in front of us at the sun-drenched Open Space Park Community Football Field. Dort College in their black jerseys, black pants, white numbers trimmed out in yellow. The Morningside Mustangs in their home are the road whites with maroon numbers trimmed out in black, and they are wearing maroon pants. Kicking off for Morningside will be Brandon Weiger. He's also the starting tailback for the Morningside Mustangs, and we are set for football. Weiger puts his leg into it, a high end-over-end kick. Back deep to receive is Daniel Fennick. He'll take it 4 yards deep in the end zone, takes a knee, and we will have Dort College with a football, first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So the Defenders have the football first, and bringing the troops out will be Thomas Newman. Newman, a sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado, spent a year at Fort Lewis College. Actually spent last spring on the Dort College campus, worked out with a football team last spring during their spring football practices, and he brings the troops onto the field. Wide receivers left and right, that's Ben Grau and Ver Holst. Daniel Fennig is one of the wingbacks along with Aaron Francis, and the fullback to start is Courtney Samuel. Dort College is going to run option. Newman keeps it himself, and he's brought down at the 28-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by Morningside's Trevor Strong. Strong with 6 tackles already this season. He comes over to make the tackle after a 4-yard gain on the play for Thomas Newman. Dort College with a football at their own 29-yard line. They come up to the line of scrimmage, but they'll take their time. They don't huddle up. They take their plays from the sideline. Dort College. Got Riley Sharper as the center again. Under center is Newman. Three-man front for the Mustangs, as expected. Newman's going to run option, pitches over to Francis. Francis to the 30, 35, and a first down for the Defenders before he's finally spun down as he gets to the 45-yard line. Making the tackle is Aaron Roberg as Francis was able to take the option pitch from Newman on the near side. Dort College now on the right hash mark with their first down of the afternoon. Dort College, one of the few teams in the conference that runs this style of offense, presents some challenges for opponents as they prepare. The right guard for the Defenders, that's Ben Buma. Right tackle appears to be Shea Henricks. Fennig in motion, fakes the handoff to Samuel, does Newman, and Newman is snowed under right at the line of scrimmage. He turned, got to forward progress to the 45-yard line, and that is, the 35-yard line. That's as far as he would get, as he was brought down by a slew of tacklers led by Morningside's Devin Grunhagen. Grunhagen makes the stop. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 coming up for the defenders. So Nord College looks to the sideline. The near side receiver for Nord College is Sam Verhulst. Nord College has not indicated they're going to the air yet. They've run four. This will be the fourth play from scrimmage. Newman with the football, runs option. He's going to be brought down, bursting through the defensive tackle, Brett Dornbos. Dornbos makes the tackle for Morningside, and Dornbos makes sure there's nothing there for Newman. Dornbos, a 6'2", 255-pounder from Boyden, brings Newman down. Newman listed 6'1", and a generous 195. Andor College now facing third down and 13. So Dornbos, the tackle in that three-man front, able to get through and brought Newman down for a loss of three on the play. It's third down and 13. Nord College lets the play clock wind down. In motion is Fennec. Back to pass is Newman. Newman plants, dumps it off, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Nord College trying to set up a screen play the way it looks, and Darius McMullen knocks it down at the line of scrimmage, and the Nord College defenders will punt. And on to punt for Nord College is Heath Bonestro. Bonestro, a sophomore from Hull, Iowa, prepped at Western Christian. He has 14 punts to his credit already this year. He's averaging 39.3 yards per punt, and he will punt it to Devin Thomas, who is camped out at his own 25-yard line. He'll let it bounce at the 30. It takes the Nord College bounce to the 25, inside the 25, and it'll be downed at the 22-yard line. And that is where Morningside will take over. First down and 10 after the football is downed by Jake Atkinson. So we'll see the Morningside offense for the first time this afternoon. 12:06 left to play in the first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Morningside in shotgun formation. Brandon Weiger's in the backfield along with the quarterback Ryan Kasdorf. Kasdorf's going to keep it himself on a design keeper, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Coming up on run support, Ray Cleveland. You have Seth Vandevort in on the tackle as well, and I believe Curtis Emery was there for Nord College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So the Morningside Mustangs with the football. And Kasdorf's going to run to the right side. Pass over the top. He's got a man open. Incomplete, intended for Devin Thomas. And that will bring up third down and long for the Mustangs. So the Mustangs go to the air. Kasdorf had Thomas open on a fly pattern down the right sideline. His pass falls incomplete. And it will be third down and 8. Third and 8 for the Mustangs at their own 23-yard line. And the Mustangs, back to pass will be Kasdorf. Kasdorf flushed from the pocket. He's going to roll right, still looking, still directing traffic. Throws to the sideline. Pass is completed to Thomas, and he's got some room to run. Gets the block. He's to 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35. He's in the open field. He's to the 25, 20, 15, 10, and he is in for a touchdown. A 75-yard pass completion from Kasdorf to Thomas, and the Mustangs lead it 7-0. 7-0 our score. Morningside gets on the board first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming on to attempt the point after is Zach Decker for Morningside. So they're up 6-0, pending the point after. 11:06 left to play in the first quarter. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Mustangs lead by a score of 7-0. Back with more after this. This is Nord College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC. Morningside, a three-play, 77-yard drive. And the Mustangs kick off, and Daniel Fennig takes it deep in his own end zone, and he takes a knee. And the Mustangs will send the defense onto the field. Dort College will send the offense out for the second time this afternoon. Dort College moved the football on their initial series of downs, picked up a first down before being forced to punt, and actually had Morningside stopped in their own territory. But the Mustangs, a 70-plus yard pass completion from Kasdorf to Devin Thomas, makes it 7-0 with 11:06 left to play in the first quarter. Thomas Newman brings the team out for Dort College. Newman under center. He's going to keep it himself, and he picks up three or four on the play before he is stopped. He is able to run off the right side of the line. And Newman picking himself up slowly. Last man up for Morningside was Aaron Roberg. Roberg, middle linebacker for the Mustangs, making sure Thomas Newman didn't have a lot there to work with. Second down and 7 on the way after the 3-yard pickup for the sophomore signal caller for the defenders. Newman is under center. Sends a man in motion. There's movement along the line of scrimmage. For College, time to work with on the play clock. 10 seconds remaining. Newman sends a man in motion right to left. That's Fennig. Handoff goes, well, fake the handoff on the fullback dive. Newman, the ball carrier, Newman all the way to the 35-yard line before he pays the price. A 70-yard pickup on the play, and he is met there on run support by the Mustangs, Cole Boger. Dort College picks up a first down in the process, but that'll knock the cobwebs loose. If you're Thomas Newman, he caught that one as he turned. He caught, looked like a helmet right between the shoulder blades. Dort College has a first down, their second of the afternoon. Key for Dort College will be to simply be able to move the football some this afternoon. Keep the football out of the potent Morningside Mustang offense hands. Newman, the ball carrier, again as they fake the fullback dive, and Newman picks up another 2 yards on the play. Zach Schluger on the tackle for Morningside. And the Mustangs giving up some yardage right now as they're biting on the fullback dive. And instead keeping the football is Thomas Newman. And Newman picks up another 3 yards on the play. Coach Greg Youngblood said during the pregame show, Morningside will not do a lot of fancy things on defense. They'll line up with a solid three-man front. They'll bring the linebackers up on the ends. Your middle linebackers will flow to the football. Fake the handoff, now pitch wide over to Fennig. Fennig trying to get to the corner, and he's spun down after a loss of 3 on the play. Tackle made by Cole Boger. Boger came up on run support that time. He's the right cornerback, and he's playing safety. He flowed to the football. Dort College that time, the true triple option look as they faked to the fullback on the dive. Quarterback Newman kept it and then pitched to his left to Daniel Fennig, and Fennig is thrown for a 3-yard loss on the play. Brings up third down and 10, Dort College back at the 35-yard line. 7-0, Morningside in front, 8:35 and counting, first quarter. Newman is under center. Riley Sharper, the center. Fake the handoff to the fullback. Newman, again, the ball carrier. Newman's forward progress is going to be a loss of 3 on the play. Zach Schluger makes sure he's got nothing there, and they're going to give him forward progress, a generous forward progress for a loss of 1 on the play, and that will bring up fourth down and 11 for the Mustangs. For the defenders, the Mustangs will send Devin Thomas back onto the field. Heath Bonestroll will be punting from his own 32-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage is, so they did give him a loss of 3 on the play. Bonestroll will get this one away from about his own 20. Bonestroll takes the low snap, puts his foot into it, a high end-over-end kick. Thomas calls for the fair catch, takes it at the 32-yard line, and that's where Morningside will take over. First down and 10 at their own 32. So not a bad punt that time by Bonestroll. That'll go as about a 37-yarder when all is said and done. Just a shade below his season average of 39 yards per punt. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Kasdorf is on the field again for the Mustangs. Kasdorf in the pistol. He's got a running back behind him this time. And they hand it off to Weiger. Weiger, the ball carrier, in between the tackles. And a gain of two on the play. Second down and eight on the way. Zach Kasdorf, Ryan Kasdorf, the starting quarterback from Newhall, California, 6'1", 210-pound junior. His running back is Brandon Weiger, 5'11", 210-pounder, listed as a sophomore, prepped at Helan, and is at Morningside by way of a couple of different colleges. He gets the handoff, again, straight up the middle, and he is submarined at the 40-yard line, coming up to make the tackle for the defenders. Was Jake Atkinson. Jake Atkinson, number 25, makes the stop for the defenders. He's an outside linebacker. Brings up third down and two. Third and two on the way for the Mustangs. They'll line up heavy to the right. Weiger in the backfield behind Kasdorf. Weiger gets the handoff. Weiger to the 40, 45, and he lowers his head, picks up the first down. He's brought down at the 45-yard line, and that'll be a first down for the Mustangs. Tackle made by Seth Vandevoort, Fort Ord College, flowing to the football from his middle linebacker spot. First down and 10 for the Mustangs, their second first down of the afternoon. 6:35 and counting, first quarter. Back-to-back, Kasdorf. Kasdorf's pass is completed for an 8-yard gain on the play to Tyler Sinsabaugh. Sinsabaugh brought down after an 8-yard pickup on the play at the 45-yard line, so Morningside is in Dort College territory. Morningside has picked up the pace of their offense a little bit from last season. Kasdorf in the pistol. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives the football off, and the ball carrier is John Helverson. Helverson around the right end. Gain of seven on the play, down to the 40. And the Mustangs are in business in Dort College territory, hurrying it up, getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Football is at the 40-yard line. Send a man in motion from left to right. Back to pass is Kasdorf. Looks to the right. Pass is completed to the 29-yard line. And brought down is Kyle Shuck. Shuck had a monster game last week, 12 catches against Nebraska Wesleyan for over 200 yards. And that one's good enough for another first down for the Mustangs. They're inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Kasdorf, open backfield. Nobody's in the backfield with him. Tight end set to the left. Twin receivers to the right and the left. Shuck is off to the right side. He looks to the right. Pass is completed to the Devin Thomas, and Thomas is into the end zone for his second touchdown of the afternoon. A 29-yard pass and catch from Kasdorf to Thomas, slanting over the middle, and the Mustangs lead it 13-0, pending the point after. 5:19 left to go in the first quarter. Morningside leads 13-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through for the Mustangs. Zach Decker makes his second point after of the afternoon, and the Mustangs lead at 14-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:19 remaining when we're back right after this.
A Dort College education is within reach. The vast majority of our students qualify for financial aid, and 98% receive financial assistance in the form of grants, scholarships, or student employment on campus. No matter what your financial picture looks like, our financial aid advisors are eager to help you find a place at Dort College. Chances are, once you talk to them, you'll discover that college is more of a reality than you might have thought. Check us out at dort.edu.
Brendan Weiger kicking off for the Morningside Mustangs. high sidewinding end-over-end kick that will drive Fennig through the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. And the North College defenders will take over. First down and 10 at their own 25. The third time Morningside has kicked off this afternoon, and the third time we have seen a touchback. So Morningside has made short work of things so far this afternoon on offense. And the Dort College defenders will have it first down and 10 at their own 25, but we've got a flag on the play. And we'll get the call from Darren Berg. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So an illegal block called on the defenders. A 10-yard penalty. First down and 10 for the defenders from their own 15. Back to pass is Newman. Newman has Francis open. Pass is complete. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Aaron Francis at the 50-yard line. That's the home run Dort College needed. That one was at midfield, and it was in and out of the hands. It looked like Aaron Francis was going to run under it, just glide under it. Number 27 had his man beat on the right sideline, and Aaron Francis, the 5'11", 190-pounder from Carrollton, Texas, the senior, very nearly reeled it in. Thomas Newman hit hard on the play, though, and that'll bring Newman off of the field, and Micah Twiddell will come on. So Newman shaken up on the play. Looks like he needs to catch his breath. He might have caught a helmet right to the sternum as he was back to pass. Twiddell's going to run option, keeps it himself, and Micah is brought down after a short gain on the play. Picked up maybe three or four on the forward progress before he's brought down. Tackle made by Devin Grunhagen for Morningside. Gain of four. It'll be third down and six. It was that close on the pass attempt to Aaron Francis. Thomas Newman getting checked over right now by Dort College trainer Chris Fagerness. And he's trying to work the kinks out. He's still got his helmet in his hand. That's a good sign. Micah Twiddell up to the line of scrimmage. So Micah under center, inserted in place of Thomas Newman right now. Inside shovel pass, and that is picked off. The lineman read it and picks off the shovel pass. The ball did not hit the ground. It was a forward pass, and it's taken away by Aaron Roberg at the 19-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs in Dort College territory at the 19 with 4:24 remaining in this first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This Morningside offense so far has lived up to its billing. A couple of touchdown drives already, and now a short field for the Mustangs to work with. New running back in for Morningside. That's number five, Josh Gaetke. Gaetke takes the handoff, spins out of the would-be tackler to the 20 to the 19, and he is brought down by Dort College's number 67, Brock Dominguez. So Brock Dominguez in on the tackle for Dort College. And that'll bring up second down and long. Pistol formation again for the Mustangs. Ryan Kasdorf takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Deception, passes to the right side, completed to Austin Klatt. Klatt inside the 10, down to the 70-yard line before he's drugged down. Cole McLean, one of the players there for the defenders. Chris McDaniel was over there as well. He got all the way down inside the 10, not only to the 10, but inside the 5. And now Morningside knocking on the door already, leading 14 to nothing. And they've got a potential short play here. Gaetke slips and falls as he goes to make his cut. No gain on the play. Actually, a loss of one as he's downed at the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal for the Mustangs with 3:20 remaining in the first quarter. Morningside leading 14 to nothing. They've struck for a couple of big plays. This time helped out by a pass interception. And the Mustangs will line up double tight. Everybody's in close. Kasdorf throws to the end zone. Pass is incomplete. Intended to the back of the end zone for John Hauswald. And that'll bring up third down and goal. Third down and goal. Kasdorf that time. Play action to the right. And he had the receiver wide open in the back of the end zone. Devin Thomas will split off to the left. And for the Mustangs, also on the field, Alan Smith. Kasdorf back to pass to the back of the end zone. Pass is incomplete, but we've got a flag thrown on a pass interference call that's going to go against the defenders in the end zone. And so Morningside will get the football at the one-yard line and a fresh set of downs. Cole McLean's going to get called for pass interference. He was defending Kyle Shuck. So Morningside now, first down and goal to go. And they're going to mark it actually at the two-yard line. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Gaepke. Gaepke into the end zone, touchdown. Gaepke, a two-yard touchdown run. Morningside leads 20 to nothing, pending the point after. So Morningside now takes advantage of a Dort College turnover, setting up a short drive, and the Mustangs lead 20 to nothing with a point after attempt coming for Zach Decker. Zach Decker sends it up and off of the upright and through. 21 to nothing, Morningside leads. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Daniel Finnick forced back into his end zone again. Touchback. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25 with 2:49 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College sends the offense onto the field. Thomas Newman is back in at quarterback for Dort College after being shaken up on the last drive. Dort College trails 21 to nothing. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman keeps it himself. Gain of five on the play as he runs off right guard. Tackle made by Morningside and Tony Heimer. It's going to be second down and five. First down gain of 5 yards on the play for Newman. And the Mustangs. The offense has lived up to billing. They are 3-for-3 on their offensive series. Now Dort College needs to find a way to grind things out. Keep the football out of the hands of the Morningside Mustangs. And Newman will come up. He's under center. Sharper is the center. Newman running option. Pitches right over to Francis. Francis trying to get to the corner, and he's struck down short of the first down. Tackle made by Morningside's Trevor Strong. Strong flowing to the football. Francis stopped short of the first down by, looks like, less than a yard. It's going to be third down and couple of feet. Dort College trying to convert and keep this drive going. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Handoff goes to the fullback, and Morningside says they have the football as they took the football out of the hands. Thomas Newman. Newman faked the handoff on the fullback dive. Ball came loose, and Morningside has their second turnover of the afternoon. So they got their first interception of the season moments ago. That led to a short touchdown drive. Aaron Roberg made that pass interception. Now Morningside comes away with a fumble recovery, and they've got a short field to work with again at the Dort College 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. Kasdorf will bring the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Pistol set for the Mustangs as they're rotating running backs. And they hand it off to Wagger. Wagger, the ball carrier, and Wagger picks up six on the play before he's drugged down. Tackle made by Dort College's Sean Quinlan. It's going to be second down and four. 1:20 and counting. First quarter, Morningside leading 21 to nothing and threatening. Hand off to Wagger. Wagger bounces off of a tackler, and he's brought down inside the 25, down to the 23, and that's a first down for the Mustangs before Dort College's linebackers can make the stop. Cole McLean also coming up on run support for the defenders from his safety position. He and Ray Cleveland are the safeties. Dort College employing four down linemen. And they'll creep a linebacker up to the line of scrimmage to cover up one of the ends. First down and 10 for the Mustangs inside the 25. Fake the handoff. Kasdorf rolling right. Throws into the end zone. Has a man open. Incomplete, intended for Joel McCabe. And that will bring up second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. 47 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Dort College needs the quarter break to regroup. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Yasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Morningside with the football. Pistol set. Kasdorf fires right side. Pass is completed. Gain of 8 on the play. Atkins makes the tackle. Pass was completed to Joel McCabe. McCabe makes the grab. 30 seconds and counting left to go in the first quarter. Morningside leads 21-0, but they are threatening. Under center is Kasdorf. He turns, hands, gives to Weger. Weger to the 15, drug down at the 10. And that will bring up a first down situation for the Mustangs as they've got a first down and 10 to go just outside the 10-yard line. 13 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kasdorf in the pistol. Brandon Weger is behind him, and now Morningside has to wait for a player to get on the field, and they aren't going to get a playoff as the first quarter comes to a close. Morningside 21, Dort College 0. Great Plains Athletic Conference football. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside football, first down and 10, just outside the 10-yard line. They can pick up a first down without getting into the end zone. Weger tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Making the tackle is Jake Atkinson. Atkinson, a freshman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, prepped at Vista Ridge High School. And he will trip Weger up for a loss on the play. They gave him forward progress, almost back to the line of scrimmage. Kasdorf in the shotgun. Back to pass is Kasdorf. Kasdorf pumps, dumps it underneath. Pass is completed, and rumbling into the end zone is Austin Klett. Klett with the catch. And the Mustangs continue to roll. They lead now 27-0, pending the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. On to attempt his fourth point after the day is Zach Decker. Decker, a perfect 3-for-3 thus far. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Mustangs lead it 28-0 early in the second quarter. 14:26 left to go in the half. Back with more after this.
Every square.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Brandon Weger will now come on to kick off. Three touchbacks already for Weger. And this one a little higher and not as deep. Taken by Fennig at the 3-yard line. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And he is going to be brought down near the 25-yard line as the pile continues to move. And the Dort College defenders able to get a little push at the end. And Daniel Fennig is brought down finally at what will be about the 27-yard line. We'll wait for the spot of the football. So Morningside has scored on four possessions. They've scored on a drive of 77 yards, another of 68, and they've been helped out by turnovers by the Dort College defenders that have allowed them to have a couple of short fields to work with here in their last two possessions. At the quarter break, they had 184 yards of total offense, 81 on the ground, 103 in the air. Dort College, by comparison, had 32 yards on the ground. Handoff, right side, and a pickup of 3 or 4 on the play. I believe that's Leonard Manuel. Leonard Manuel, the Pizza Ranch Offensive Player of the Week last week for the defenders for his play against Midland. In the pregame interview, Coach Greg Youngblood talked about the fact that Leonard is one of those big physical guys that can take a little bit of a pounding, and he did so last week, but picks up positive yardage. Leonard with nearly a 5 yards per carry average so far this season. He gains four that time. It's second down and six. Newman in the pistol. Turns, hands, gives to Manuel. Lennard up to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Lennard has to battle back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all he'll get. Offensive lineman for the defenders. You got Shea Henricks on the right. The left guard is Nathan Moorhead. I mentioned the right side of the line earlier. And you've got Joe Wallace, who's over on the right side as well. Wallace is actually the guard, and the tackle is Moorhead. Easy to see those skill guys out on the perimeter. Dorkelich will now spread it out. Two receivers right, two to the left. On the right side, Fennig and Verhulst on the left. They hand it off to Fennig, and Fennig trying to get to the corner, turns the corner, he's to the 40 and pushed out of bounds, and that'll be a late hit. That should be a late hit. There comes the penalty flag. Fennig was hit late as he took two or three steps out of bounds on the sideline, and Chris Frierson came up and laid the wood to him at the end of the play right in front of the Dort College bench, and that's pretty similar play to what we have seen this season called against the Dort College defenders. So the personal foul called against Morningside, that'll go at the end of the play. So Fennig was out of bounds at the 45, I believe. Well, actually back at the 40. And that hit delivered past midfield when he was out of bounds. So that gives you an idea of how late that hit came in. So Daniel Fennig able to pick up some positive yardage. Now Dort College, Aaron Francis. Francis trying to turn the corner. He's going to be brought down. Loss on the play. So Aaron Francis, a loss of one on the play. Tackle made by Morningside's Tony Heimer. And that's going to bring up second down and 11. Second down and 11 for the Mustangs. Pardon me, for the defenders. In Mustang territory for the first time this afternoon. 12 minutes remaining in this first half. Dort College trails at 28-0. Now, nothing would be better for Dort College than to put together a long drive. Second down and 11. Fake the handoff to Fennig. Stepping up at the pocket is Newman. Newman, everything breaking down around him, and he's going to be dropped for no gain. He tried to finally tuck it and run, and Darius McMullen tripped him up. Loss of one on the play. That was a designed pass, and Newman stepped up in the pocket, and everything was breaking loose around him, and he's dropped for a one-yard loss on the play. That'll officially go as a quarterback sack for Morningside, and that'll bring up third down and 12. 11:15 and counting here in the first half. 28-0, Morningside in front. Dort College with the football in Morningside territory. Sharper set to snap. Newman in the pistol, has Manuel behind him. Sharper gets away from a tackler, but then he's going to be, we're going to have a face masking penalty against the Mustangs. Devin Grunhagen went up high, reached up, grabbed the helmet and the face mask, and I believe that's going to be a 15-yarder against Morningside. Now the officials conferring. The white hat, Darren Bird, coming over to the sideline. So 30 yards of penalties on this possession by Morningside so far. And that there is a weak spot for Morningside this year, it appears it is penalties. They've been penalized 24 times for 194 yards so far this year. That's nearly 100 yards of penalties per game. Obviously, they take some of the trade-off of playing aggressive defensively to get some of those penalties, but they've given Dort College 30 yards on personal foul penalties here on this drive. Newman swings it off to the right. That's Fennig. Fennig makes one man miss. He's to the 30 and brought down at the 26-yard line. A gain of six on the play. It's going to be second down and four for the defenders. Newman able to make the pass completion to Fennig on the right side. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College getting their play from the sideline. And Dort College, this is a battle of styles. Dort College wants to slow it down. basically run as few plays as possible throughout the course of the game, shorten the game up, if you will. Morningside, they want to lengthen it out. Lennard Manuel, not much there. Tackle made by Brett Dornboss, and that's going to bring up third down and a loss of two. Third down and six for the defenders in Morningside territory. Dort College, if they're able to maintain their field position, might be in a position where they think about a field goal try. Barry Dykstra hit a 49-yarder last week. A little stronger wind, though, last week. Today, those flags hanging from the goalposts pretty well straight down. Not a bad day for football. Thomas Newman is under center. Lennard's in the backfield with him. Receiver left and right. They're going to run option to the left. Newman, the ball carrier, and Newman's going to be drugged down. Loss of one or two on the play. And that's going to set up a long field goal try if Dort College elects to go that route. Thrown back to the 29-yard line, and Barry Dykstra is on. So Dort College will try a 40-plus-yard field goal. Cole McLean will be the holder. So Dykstra will try what amounts to be a 47-yard field goal attempt, trying to get Dort College on the board. Dort College trailing 28-0 with 8:30 left to play in the first half. Snap is down. Kick is up, and the kick is blocked. And here comes Morningside coming back the other way. The ball is loose. It's still loose. Kicked into the Dort College half of the field. And Morningside will take over after the field goal was blocked. Morningside will get possession of it at the Dort College 33-yard line. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. Their third short field to work with this afternoon. 28-0, Morningside in front. Kasdorf onto the field for the Mustangs. Kasdorf has completed 50 of 70 passes coming into this football game, and he has done nothing to hurt that percentage this afternoon. Morningside leading 28-0. Kasdorf, barking signals, fakes the handoff, back to pass, looking over the middle, has a man open, and the pass is incomplete. Chris McDaniel on the coverage. Kyle Shuck, the intended receiver. Shuck has had success against the Dort College defenders over the years. And Kyle Shuck, number 88, a senior from Cherokee. I am not sorry to see him graduate, but this will be the last time Dort College will have to face him. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Kasdorf in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Back to pass. Pass is complete. And stumbling inside the 10-yard line is the receiver, Joel McCabe. And McCabe is down at the 5. It's going to be first down and goal to go for the Mustangs. Last year, Shuck had 4 touchdown grabs against the defenders. Today, so far, doing the damage has been Devin Thomas. First and goal for the Mustangs. Dragging a tackler into the end zone is the running back, John Halverson. And Halverson, the junior from Sioux Falls, makes it 34-0, pending the point after. 7:50 remaining in the first half. Morningside 34, Dort College 0. On to attempt the point after will be Zach Decker. So Zach Decker gets the point after attempt up and through, and the Mustangs lead it 35-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Fennig takes it at the 15, gets to the 20, fights his way forward to the 25-yard line before he is finally finished off by Christian Knorr. And the Morningside Mustangs will take, Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are a member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. They fake the handoff, and keeping it himself is the quarterback, Newman. Newman picks up three on the play. It's second down and long. Well, it's been all Morningside thus far in this one. Five possessions, five touchdowns. Dort College inserting a new player into the game. That's Kenny Lewis. Lewis, a 5'7", 150-pounder from Santan Valley, Arizona. Prepped at a high school called Perry High School. Lewis goes in motion. Newman keeps it himself after the fake to the fullback dive. Faked it to Samuel. Picks up two on the play. It's going to be third down and five. Morningside content to run their hurry-up offense so far this afternoon. They've had three short drives to take advantage of. They scored on two long drives in the first half, in the first quarter. And then after that, it was two turnovers followed by a field goal that was blocked that they recovered in Dort College territory at the 33-yard line, I believe. And the Mustangs now on defense as Newman brings Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Newman is under center. Newman is going to run option to the left. Pitches it over to Francis. Aaron Francis gets a block, and he slips and falls. It's going to be close to a first down. So Aaron Francis was going to pick up, I would say, probably another 5 or 10 yards, but he slips and falls as he makes the cut. He gets enough for a first down. And the defenders up to the line of scrimmage, a fresh set of downs to work with, 5:58 left to play in the first half. Daryl Van Grau is to the near side. Kenny Lewis is the S-back, located just off the left shoulder of the left tackle. Keeping it himself, no pitches. Newman. Newman over to Lewis. Lewis skitters around the right side to the 43-yard line before he is brought down. Gain of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. So Lewis, explosiveness, going from left to right. Not a real big fella, but if you're not going to be big, you better be fast. And that time Lewis, able to show that he's got some speed. He gets around the right edge and picks up 8 yards. Second down and 2, 5:14 and counting. First half, 15 seconds on the play clock. Up to the line of scrimmage is Newman. Three down linemen for the Mustangs. They're not doing anything fancy on defense. And Newman, the ball carrier, and he's brought down. Not much there for the defenders. Tackle made by Morningside's Logan Gibbs. And also collapsing the rush attempt was Devin Grunhagen. And that's going to bring up third down and 2. So no loss on the play, as they say Newman got back to the line of scrimmage. 4:30 and counting. First half. Morningside 35, Dort College 0. Under center is Newman. Newman barking signals, turns, hands, gives to Samuel. Courtney Samuel into the open field, and he's brought down at the 40-yard line of the Mustangs. He's finally brought down by Morningside's safety, making the tackles, Nick Williams. And Dort College into Morningside territory for the second time this afternoon. They've got it at the Morningside 40, first down and 10 yards to go. Dort College suffering some miscues in the second quarter, a interception and a fumble recovery that led to two short fields. I'd like to see what would have happened if you hadn't had those things happen. Lofting the pass over the top intended for Aaron Francis at the goal line, it falls incomplete. On the coverage for the Mustangs was Trevor Strong, as Aaron Francis running a post pattern, lining up in the slot off to the right. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It's second down and 10 for the defenders. Newman looks to the sideline. Working against the play clock here. 25 seconds left to go on the play clock. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 3:39 left to play in the first half. Newman under center. Newman's going to run option. Pitches it left side over to Francis. Francis to the 40. Gets a block. 35-30. 25 and brought down inside the 25-yard line. Down at the 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 20. Aaron Francis able to scoot around the left side on the option pitch. Newman took some punishment. As he pitched that football. And now shaken up on the play is Nick Williams. And I'm not sure Nick Williams knew where he was, as was actually the quarterback for the Dort College defenders, Thomas Newman, who was directing him away from the Dort College sideline and signaling to the Morningside bench that they had a player who needed some assistance. And Nick Williams walks off of the sideline, lost his helmet in the process, and he looks a little groggy right now. So Dort College, a first down and 10 at the 20, 3:19 and counting, first half. Lennard Manuel is in the backfield. He's just behind Newman, who's under center. Newman's going to run option, keeps it himself, and he picks up three or four on the play before he is brought down. He's inside the 20, down to the 17. Well, keep in mind that as you go through the process of starting and building a football program, you have small milestones along the way that you note. Dort College has not scored against the Morningside Mustangs in the five-plus years that Dort College has had varsity football. This is the sixth meeting between these two teams. Morningside has won by shutout thus far in every meeting. Dort College knocking on the door, though, inside the 20 at the 18. Second down and long. Hand off to Lennard. Lennard up the middle. He's to the 10, to the 5, and brought down at the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the defenders with 2:21 left to play in the first half. So the Dort College defenders, Lennard Manuel, a gain of 13 on the play. And now the Dort College fans sensing that their defenders may get on the board. First down, goal to go for Dort College. Thomas Newman is under center. 2 minutes remaining, first half. Newman sends a man in motion. That's Francis. Handed off to Lennard. Lennard bowling his way to the goal line. He is stopped just shy of the goal line by less than a yard. Second down, goal to go. As Lennard Manuel, well, you've got the big fella in the backfield. You may as well use him. He came in for Courtney Samuel, who lost his hat earlier on this drive. Had to come out for the minimum one play. And now Dort College trying to finish off the drive. Second down and goal to go inside the one. Newman is under center. Barking signals, turns, hands, gives to Lennard. Lennard's going to be stopped dead in his tracks. No gain on the play. Probably a loss on the play. And it's going to be third down and goal to go at the 2. Third down and goal to go at the 2, and Dort College wants a timeout to talk things over. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Third down and 2 to go for the defenders. Third down and goal to go from the 2, I should say. Dort College, couple of big runs. You had Aaron Francis and Courtney Samuel with big runs. Now Dort College facing third down and goal to go. Inside the 5, it's at the 2. Lennard Manuel is behind Thomas Newman. Aaron Francis is the S-back to the left. Daniel Fennig to the right. You've got Sam Verhulst to the right. Daryl Van Grau to the left. They pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig trying to get to the corner. He's going to get to the corner. Dives in. Touchdown! Dort College is on the board for the first time against the Morningside Mustangs with 1:09 left to go in the first half, 35-6, as Daniel Fennig is able to race to the corner. He got a block on the play that sprung him at about the 7-yard line. And the Dort College defenders with 1:09 left to go in the first half are on the board, trailing 35-6 with Barry Dykstra on to attempt the point after. Snap is down. Cole McLean scoops it out of the grass and bails out the point after attempt. And we've seen Cole McLean do that several times this season. McLean picks it up out of the grass, gets it down, and Barry Dykstra splits the uprights. 35-7, Dort College on the board. Back with more after this. Dort College, an extended drive, marches down the football field, and they get a touchdown run by Daniel Fennig from 2 yards out. put the defenders on the board. They trail 35-7. Kevin Giese on to kick off for the first time this afternoon. Giese's kick, the left-footed kick, will drive the return man, Chris Frierson, back to the goal line. He's going to bring it out. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. The long legs bringing him out to the 20. Play getting stretched out. Now he's loose. He's to the 35 and brought down at the 37-yard line. Cole McLean in on the tackle. And that'll bring a first down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 37-yard line. 59 seconds remaining in this first half. Well, don't be surprised if Morningside goes to their hurry up here, trying to get some work in. They're at their own 38-yard line, first down and 10. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And Ryan Kasdorf is on. Went 26 of 39 passing last week for 380 yards. We'll see what the halftime stats look like. Snap back to Kasdorf. Back to pass. He had five receivers. He passes over the middle, completed to Thomas. Thomas racing to the corner, and he's going to be drug out of bounds. Finally forced out of bounds at the 43-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs. Indoor college territory at the 43-yard line. Well, they're going to mark him out of bounds at the 44. A little generous. Stop the clock with 50 seconds left to go. And Devin Thomas now splits off wide to the right. Kyle Shuck is in the slot to the right. You've got three receivers to the right, actually, and one to the left. Got a running back to this play. That will be Brandon Wagger. They flare a pass off to Wagger. Wagger on the outside. He's to the 40 and forced out of bounds at the 37-yard line. And it's going to be second down and three. Second and three for the Mustangs. Mustangs up to the line of scrimmage. Again, three receivers to the right. Same formation. Well, actually, this time you've got Thomas in the slot. Look for him over the middle. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. So empty backfield. Kasdorf barking signals out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Looks right. Has some pressure. Curtis Emery giving chase. He's going to loft it to the sideline. Incomplete. And that'll bring up third down. Third down and three as Kasdorf stops the clock with the incomplete pass. Curtis Emery, a 260-pound freshman from Elvin, Texas, giving chase. And now Josh Shank in. He'll play defensive tackle for the defenders. He'll line up alongside Dominguez. You got John Gardner and Micah Applegate on the ends for the defenders. Four down linemen for Door College. Pistol set. Back to pass, Kasdorf. Pass is completed over the middle. Tackle made by Door College's Seth Vandevort, but not before Morningside gets a first down on the play on the pass completion to Joel McCabe. Clock stops. Timeout charged to Morningside with 29 seconds remaining in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at the halftime numbers. Also coming up at halftime, Door College Sports Information Student Assistant Sam Ekstrom caught up with senior wide receiver Sam Verhulst earlier this week, and we'll be visiting with him as well, and we'll probably check in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the report for today as well as we fill in those 20 minutes at halftime of this afternoon's football game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Taking a look around the conference, Concordia leading in their football game this afternoon, 14-7 over Midland. And that's about the only score I see right off. Dakota Wesleyan leads 28-14 over Northwestern. I've got to double check that score. I beg your pardon. That one's Northwestern leading 28-14. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Intended for Shuck. On the coverage was Dort College's Jake Atkinson. So Atkinson, the linebacker, on the coverage of the slot receiver. And that will bring up second down and 10 with 24 seconds left to go in the half. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Briarcliff 7-0 at halftime of their GPAC football game. Kasdorf has Weiger in the backfield with him. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. He throws to the right side, passes for Shuck. It's into the end zone, touchdown. Kasdorf to Shuck for 25 yards. Shuck got in behind the Dort College defense. Isolated on the play was Garrett Weibinga. And Weibinga giving away a good 6 or 7 inches, it appears, to Shuck. And the Mustangs lead it now 41-7 with 19 seconds left to go in the first half. And I believe we've got a new player in to kick for the Mustangs. And kicking for the Mustangs on that point after was David Galloway. Galloway, the point after, is through, and the Mustangs lead at 48-2-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Brendan Weiger on to kick, and Weiger's end-over-end kick taken by Fennig at the 3-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15. He's on the right side of the 20, and he's going to be ridden down by Morningside's Billy Autry. Autry on special teams, and the Mustangs with 11 seconds left to go send the defense onto the field. Nord College trailing 42-7 will come out on offense. Morningside has had 6 possessions, and they have scored on each one of them. Thomas Newman is under center for the defenders. He'll take the snap from Sharper, hands it off, keeps it himself, fake the fullback dive. And Newman keeps it himself, and he's going to be dropped for no gain on the play, and that's going to be the last play of the first half. Our score, Morningside 42, the Dort College defenders 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Morningside, scoring 6 times in the first half, leading 42-7. Dort College putting together an extended drive that got them into the end zone for pay dirt. The Dort College defenders getting that touchdown run from Daniel Fennig. Coming up later this afternoon on KDCR, the Dort College defender volleyball team taking on the Hastings College Broncos. Junior varsity gets underway at 3:30. Varsity starts up at 5 o'clock. You can hear the varsity match on KDCR 88.5 FM this afternoon. The reports we have on cross country from earlier today are that the defenders ran well, but we don't have any particulars at this point. No times, no official placings. If we do receive those, we'll pass them along to you. Always difficult to get those out on a Saturday afternoon when the host school also probably has a football game and a volleyball match to take care of as well. But Dort College running at the Woody Greeno Invite today in Lincoln, Nebraska. That's co-hosted by Nebraska Wesleyan and by the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. We've got some halftime scores and some scores that are nearing halftime. Concordia leads Midland at a half, 14-7. Nebraska Wesleyan over Briarcliff, 7-0. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 28-21. That's still in the second quarter. And Doan leads Hastings. Last check, that was late in the first quarter, 7-0. Game you're listening to on KDCR, it's Morningside 42, Dort College 7. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back checking in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the Commissioner, Corey Westra, with today's GPAC report right after this.
And we go to the scoreboard. was Doan in the NAIA Game of the Week, upsetting number 13 Northwestern, 34-27. But a Wesleyan a winner over Briarcliff at the Dakota Dome, 56-15 the final. Concordia wins over Hastings last Saturday night, 26-21. And top-ranked Morningside, a 48-10 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week from last week's games are as follows. On offense, the honor went to Kyle Shuck, wide receiver from Morningside College. He had 12 receptions for 202 yards and three touchdowns in that win against Nebraska Wesleyan. Cam Lenhart, linebacker from Doan College, is the defensive player of the week. He had three solo and nine total tackles and forced a fumble late to secure the win for the Tigers. And on special teams, Doan kicker Jordan Peterson takes the honor after making a pair of field goals against Northwestern, 20 and 37 yards, and made all four of his PATs, and he was named the NAIA National Special Teams Player of the Week. And that's a look back at week one of conference action. Coming up after the break, we'll preview another five games this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But first this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference took over 500 NAIA electronic scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA national champion.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to take care of some other matters in the press box at the moment. So we will see if we can get to the interview with Sam Ekstrom had earlier this week with Sam Verhulst. And here is that interview. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hobbit Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM.
If you are...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC. Kevin Giese with a short kick towards the sideline taken by Morningside at the 25-yard line. They cut it back to the 30, and he's got some room to run now. Returning it for Morningside to midfield is Josh Gaetke. And Gaetke brought down finally in Dort College territory at the 46-yard line as Dort College tries the short kick to the sideline. And the Mustangs will take over first down and 10 at the Dort College 46-yard line. Morningside out onto the field for their first possession of the second half. And the Mustangs have the football. They hand it off to Halverson. Halverson, the ball carrier, and Halverson inside the 40 and onto the 37-yard line. Pickup of nearly 10 on the play. Well, they're going to move him back just a little bit. They're going to say stopped at about the 39-yard line instead. So, a gain of 8. It'll be second down and a long 2. And we have a officials timeout as Jonathan Gardner comes off of the side, off the field to the sideline. 14:30 remaining in this quarter. Morningside leads 42-7. Andor College now calling for a timeout as they were slow in getting the substitute in for Jonathan Gardner. And the Andor College defenders forced to use a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the field. Back with more after this.
Andor.
Kasdorf, the quarterback, hands it off to Halverson. Halverson carries it off left side, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line, close to another Morningside first down. Morningside has had success moving the football on the ground and through the air today, and they pick up a first down on that play. Morningside will load up to the right side now, two receivers and a tight end to the right. Empty backfield, send him out in motion from left to right. Fake the handoff, does Kasdorf, pass over the middle, completed to Shuck. Shuck to the 20, and he runs over a tackler to the 15-yard line before he's finally drugged down by Ray Cleveland and Seth Vandevort. First down and 10 for the Mustangs inside the Door College 15 down to the 14. So first and 10 for the Mustangs, leading 42-7. Kasdorf up to the line of scrimmage, takes the snap, hands it off to Halverson. Halverson brought down inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 6 on the play, and it's going to be second down and 4. 13:40 remaining in the third quarter. Kasdorf gets the troops up to the line of scrimmage quickly, handed off to Halverson, and Halverson moving into the end zone, bounces off of a tackler into the end zone, touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run for Halverson, and the Mustangs lead it now 48-7, pending the point after. On to attempt the point after is David Galloway. Galloway measures it out. He'll kick it out of the hold of Kyle Shuck. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick by Galloway is good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've got a flag on the play. Flag on the play. So we'll see if we have to kick the point after again, or if this will be assessed on the kickoff. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. An illegal formation called against Morningside. 13:30 remaining. And they will kick the point after again. So we'll turn this into a 25-yard try. Kyle Shuck again holding. And the kicker, David Galloway, measures it out. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Mustangs lead it 49-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Brandon Weger to kick off for the Mustangs. A short kick taken by Leonard Manuel at the 22-yard line. He's at the 30 and brought down at the 30-yard line by the Morningside Mustangs cover man. It's number 4. Christian Knorr listed as the backup quarterback as well. I can't believe they'd be having their backup quarterback on special teams, though. So I'm guessing the roster I'm looking at is incorrect for number 4. Thomas Newman up to the line of scrimmage. Newman, busted play. He's going to turn upfield, and he's able to get a couple of yards before he's tripped up. 2-yard pickup on the play for Aaron Roberg by Newman before he's upended by Roberg. Roberg, middle linebacker for the Mustangs, coming over to make the stop. It's going to be second down and 7, a gain of 3. North College slowing the pace of this game up right now, trailing 49-7 with 12:55 left to go in the third period. Newman is under center. Newman has to fall on top of the botch snap. And that's going to bring up second down and 9, a loss of 2. So Newman saw the ball on the grass and just fell on top of it. Door College has allowed Morningside some short drives this afternoon, having some issues with our in-game stats in terms of those drives, so we will do our best through the course of this afternoon to get those updated and out on the website later today. Newman inside shovel pass to Francis, and the ball is loose, and it looks like Morningside came up with it. Aaron Francis had the shovel pass in his hands. He was past the 35 at 37 and coughed it up. And the Mustangs force a turnover. Now Morningside is on the field, leading 49-7 with the football. Short drive again for Morningside to start. They'll have it at the Dort College 37-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. And I was just going to say, I don't know how much longer we'll see Ryan Kasdorf on the field. But he comes out, and Josh Gaebke is in the backfield with him. There's your running back and your quarterback for Morningside. They hand it off to Gaebke. Gaebke to the 35. Spins away from a tackler, finally down at the 30-yard line. Ray Cleveland coming up on run support for the defenders. It's going to be second down and three, a gain of seven on the play. 11:45 left to go in the third quarter. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Gaebke. Gaebke, a gaping hole to run through. It's filled in, though, by Dort College's Sean Quinlan. Quinlan makes the tackle. Gain of four on the play, though, and that's enough for a first down. And the Mustangs have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 26-yard line. Ryan Kasdorf in the pistol, turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to roll left, pass to a wide open receiver inside the 10, and finally brought down is Kyle Cardell inside the 5, down near the goal line. On the Morningside sideline, he was able to break free of a tackler, and it's going to be first down and goal to go for the Mustangs inside the Dort College 5. When they marked him out of bounds at the 5-yard line, very near the goal when he finally went down, and Gaebke is into the end zone, touchdown Morningside. Morningside leads it 55-7, pending the point after, with 10:54 left to go in this third quarter. Morningside has had the football eight times and have scored all eight times via touchdown. And on to attempt the point after is David Galloway. Galloway snap gets the kick out of the hold. It's up and through. Morningside leads at 56-7. 10:54 left to go in the third quarter. Back with more after this. David Galloway kicking off for the Mustangs. End over end kick. Takes a skip at the 10. Dort College fields it at the 5. That's Daniel Fennig. Fennig to the 20. And brought down at the 21-yard line. That's where Dort College will start, first down and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. 56-7, Morningside in front, early in the third quarter. Pass over the top is going to be picked off. No, it falls incomplete, in and out of the hands of Chris Frierson. Darryl Van Graal, the intended receiver, stops the clock, incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10, Dort College at their own 20-yard line. So Thomas Newman, under center, fakes the handoff, now pitches to Daniel Fennig. Fennig to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, 50, and ridden out of bounds by Frierson, past midfield, in Morningside territory, at the 43-yard line. So Daniel Fennig, long run on the play. That'll be a 37-yard gain on the play. And the Dort College defenders in Morningside territory. First down and 10 for the defenders, 10-20 and counting, third quarter. 56-7, Morningside in front. Leonard Manuel is the fullback behind Newman. send Lewis in motion, hand it off to Lennard, and Lennard straight up the middle for a four-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be second down and six. Second down and 6 yards to go for the defenders. Newman comes over towards the sideline to get the play from the coaching staff. Standing just inside the hash mark on the near side, 9:35 and counting. Third quarter, Morningside leading, 56-7. They've tacked on two more scores here in the third quarter. Newman's under center. Newman fakes the handoff, now pitches right side over to Lewis. Lewis trying to get to the corner, and he is brought down inside the 35-yard line. They'll mark him out of bounds at the 35. It's going to be third down and two. Third down and two. So Kenny Lewis getting some plays today. Trey Pickney unable to practice this week, and they're holding him out today. I don't believe we have seen Trey at all this afternoon. Under center, York College. Newman hands it off to Manuel, and Lennard Manuel has enough for a first down into Morningside, down to the 32-yard line of the Morningside Mustangs. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the defenders at the 32. 8:45 and counting, third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. First down and 10 for the defenders. Send man in motion from right to left. That's Francis. Francis gets the pitch. He's to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, and forced out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Trevor Strong forcing him out of bounds at the 14. So for Aaron Francis, he brings it all the way down to the 14-yard line, a gain of 16 on the play for Aaron Francis, and another Dort College first down, and the defenders have the football inside the 15. First down and 10. Newman gets the play from the sideline, checks his wristband. He's got Vingrad to the left, Lennard Manuel in the backfield with him, Sam Verhulst is to the right. Misdirection, and keeping it is Newman. Newman, somebody went up high, caught his helmet the way it looked, and brought him down. Short gain on the play. Well, actually, back to the line of scrimmage is all. It'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. So second and 10 for the defenders. Newman checks the play from the sideline. We're past the midpoint of the third quarter. Newman is under center. He's got Lennard Manuel in the backfield with him. He's going to run option to the left. Pitches left side over to Fennig. Fennig hurdles the player down inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Stopped short of the first down by 3 yards was Daniel Fennig. But that'll bring up a third down and manageable situation here for the defenders. It'll be third down and three. I would imagine Dort College in four-down territory here. And shaking up on the play is Fennig. He comes off holding his right hand. Aaron Francis will come in to take his slot on the right S side, or the right S back. Right guard for Dort College right now, Shea Henricks. Right tackle is Ben Buma. They hand it off to Manuel. Manuel to the five, pulling his way forward close to the end zone, and they stop him short of the goal line by less than a yard, but it's first down and goal to go for the defenders as Manuel picks up the first down. More than enough for the first down by Manuel. And the Dort College defenders now first down and goal to go with 6:15 left to play in the third period. Thomas Newman, again, as they slow down the pace of this game, looks to the sideline, gets the play. Lennard Manuel is the fullback. Kenny Lewis is to the left. They send Lewis in motion from left to right. Hand it off to Manuel. Manuel into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. 56-13, Dort College trails. Point after attempt coming for Barry Dykstra. Lennard Manuel into the end zone for the second rushing touchdown of the afternoon for the defenders. And on to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. So Barry Dykstra will kick it out of the hold of Cole McLean. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Dort College defenders trail 56-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 5:51 left to go in the third. Dort College trailing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College kicking off. Kevin Giese, a sidewinding kick taken by Morningside at the 10-yard line. To the 15, to the 20. Running it out is Devin Thomas, and Thomas is brought down at the 30-yard line. Well, I'll give the Dort College defenders this. Even though Morningside has had this game well in hand most of the way, they got up early. The Dort College defenders putting together some offensive drives. And special teams, they have not given anything easy to the Mustangs. Looks like we have a quarterback change now for Morningside. This will be number 13, Caleb Klunder. Klunder, the quarterback, turns, hands, gives to Halverson. Halverson, a hard-charging running back on the left side. Drug down at the 43-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play. Tackle made by Dort College's J.T. Teixeira. So Teixeira makes the tackle. First down and goal to go for the Mustangs. They hand it off to Halverson again, and Halverson brought down at the 47-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. So a gain of 2 for Halverson. Morningside still running the quick pace. Klunder, the quarterback, hands it off. Halverson. Halverson, the ball carrier to midfield, and brought down in Dort College territory at the 49-yard line. Tackle made by the defenders, John Gardner. And that'll bring up third down and 4. Let's see if Dort College can get their first stop of the day defensively. Morningside has been forced into third down conversion attempts on a couple different occasions this afternoon and has come up with a play each time they've needed it. Third down and 3. Halverson gets the handoff, and he's got a first down just barely. He's to the 45-yard line, where he was knocked down. Making the tackle for the defenders, I believe that's Darius Williams. That's 24. Nick Payton. Payton on the stop for the defenders, outside linebacker. Fake the handoff to Halverson. Rolling right. Klunder dodges a tackler and is brought down at the 40-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. But he pays the price at the end as Cleveland and Vandevort make the stops. It's going to be second down and 5. Clock stops momentarily on the ball carrier getting out of bounds. Now they'll restart it with 4:09 remaining in the third period. Morningside leads 56-14. Caleb Klunder, the quarterback, 6'1", 215-pound junior, turns, hands, gives it to Halverson. Halverson runs into traffic after a gain of 3 on the play. Sean Quinlan makes the stop for the defenders. That'll bring up a third down conversion attempt here again for Morningside, indoor college territory at the 37-yard line. Klunder turns, hands it off. Halverson. Halverson, the ball carrier. Halverson has a first down, and he's going to be ridden down after a 5-yard gain on the play. Morningside picking up their yardage in 3- and 4-yard chunks right now. 3:20 and counting. So Morningside with it. First down and 10 at the Dort College 31. Players split off wide to the right and the left for the Mustangs. Klunder turns. Play action pass. He's going to roll left. Pass over the top is into the end zone. Touchdown as Chris McDaniel came up on run support. And the Mustangs get the pass completion to Alan Smith for a 30-yard scoring strike, and the Mustangs have made it 62-14 on the pass completion and touchdown. David Galloway is on to attempt the point after for the Mustangs. Mustangs with their ninth score of the afternoon. Galloway gets the kick up, and it is through. And the Mustangs lead 63-14. 3:05 left to go in the third. Back with more after this.
You're in bed.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Morningside Mustangs opening up a 63-14 lead with 3:05 left to play in the third period. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Daniel Fennig back at his own 3-yard line to receive the kick from David Galloway. Short kick is taken by Sam Verhulst at the 15-yard line. He has to go down to get it, and he is going to be brought down at the 22-yard line. Mishandled it initially. Sam picks it up, brings it out to the 22. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 22-yard line. Looks like we will have a quarterback change for the defenders here. Micah Twiddell is in at quarterback. Looks like the rest of the personnel remain the same. Courtney Samuel is the fullback. Kenny Lewis is at a left S-back. Right S-back is Aaron Francis. Verhulst and Van Grau are the wide receivers. And a lot of the same numbers in as well on the offensive line. Twiddell looks for the pitch. It's down on the ground. It's going to go out of bounds if Dort College is lucky. And it'll be Morningside football as they recover it at the 23-yard line. The option pitch went to the grass. At that point, you're hoping the ball simply gets kicked out of bounds. Didn't look like Dort College was going to be able to recover it, but a Morningside player recovers it on the sideline before it goes out of bounds. And now Morningside has the football, first down and 10 at the Dort College 24-yard line. And Morningside has been able to take advantage of several short fields so far this afternoon. And they will have another opportunity here. Caleb Klunder, the quarterback, turns, hands, gives to Gaetke. Gaetke's going to bounce it outside. Might have had a holding on the far side. No flag comes out. For Gaetke, a 9-yard pickup on the play down into the 16-yard line. Stopped short of the first down by less than a yard. It'll be second down and one. 2:28 left to play in this third period. Now Morningside slowing up the pace now of their play call. Taking some time in between plays. Pistol formation for the Mustangs. Klunder, the quarterback. The running back is Gaetke. Gaetke inside the 10, down to the 5. And a first down for the Mustangs, and Gaetke a 10-yard pickup on the play. And that'll bring up first down and goal to go at the 5-yard line. Morningside leading 63-14. They have had 9 possessions and have scored on all of them, and threatening to do so again. Gaetke up the middle. 2-yard pickup on the play. Inside the 5 now. Second down and goal to go at the 4. They didn't give him as generous a spot initially as I had thought. They were actually at the 6 on that last play. Gaetke is in the backfield. Klunder is the quarterback. They turn, hand, give to Gaetke. Gaetke is met, no gain on the play. Dort College gets through to make a tackle for a loss. That's Micah Applegate. And it's going to be third down and goal from the 7 now. Third down and long. Klunder is the quarterback. The tailback is Gaedtke. And now Morningside wants a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. At the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College trying to hold Morningside out for the first time this afternoon. Morningside has it. Third down and goal to go. Football marked at the 8-yard line. Shotgun for the Mustangs. Gaedtke's in the backfield. Pass to the end zone is incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down and goal to go from the 8. Morningside will send their field goal team onto the field with 35 seconds left to go in the third period. Morningside facing fourth down. Shuck will hold. And the kick coming for David Galloway. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Mustangs lead it now 66-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside leads 66-14 in this Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. Taking a look at other scores from around the league. We see Midland trailing Concordia 21-14. And it looks like Northwestern leads 42-28 over Dakota Wesleyan. Doan is up in their contest 21-0 with Hastings. And no report recently on Briarcliff and Nebraska Wesleyan. Well, now we do. Nebraska Wesleyan 14, Briarcliff 0. David Galloway will be kicking with 31 seconds left to go in the third period. High end over end kick. Daniel Fennig will let it drop. No, it'll be Lennar Manuel backpedaling, taking it at the 15. He's to the 20, to the 25. And he is brought down at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 25-yard line. Micah Twiddell will come out onto the field for the defenders. Twiddell, 3 years ago, started a few games for the defenders as a freshman. Attended another institution the last 2 years. And returned to Dort College this season. Pitch over to Samuel, and Courtney Samuel gains 7 on the play. That'll bring up second down and 3. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Dort College will be facing second down and 3 when we resume play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Morningside. On defense, Dort College with the football facing second down and 3. And with the football, the pitch goes over to Francis. Aaron Francis into the open field, and he is brought down at the 39-yard line. Well, it looks like our stat program is up and running again, and I'm going to take a look at those numbers. Morningside, 459 yards of offense. Dort College, 270. Aaron Francis with 83 yards on the ground. Thomas Newman with 78. Bernard Manuel with 33 and a touchdown. Daniel Fennig, 27 and a touchdown. Twiddell is going to be spun down for a loss of 4 on the play. It's going to be second down and 14 for Morningside. John Halverson has 65 yards of rushing offense on 11 carries. Josh Gatke, 10 carries for 34 yards. Brandon Wagger, 7 carries for 29 yards. Ryan Kasdor, 14 of 20 through the air for 282 yards and 4 touchdowns. Devin Thomas, 3 catches for 114 yards. Daniel Fennig has a catch for Dort College for 5 yards. Morningside has scored on each of their 10 possessions this afternoon. Micah Twiddell brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 13 at the 37-yard line. He's going to run option to the left. Well, beg your pardon, to the right. Pitches over to Lewis, and Lewis is hung out to dry. Not enough blockers out there on the option pitch. And Lewis is brought down for a loss. That's going to be Sam Shelton, I believe, making the tackle for the Mustangs. And that will bring up third down and long for the defenders as Lewis is thrown for a one-yard loss on the play. Dort College has put together some decent drives, as evidenced by their 250 yards of offense. I beg your pardon, 270 yards of offense. Actually have run more plays from scrimmage than Morningside at this point. Morningside taking advantage of the big play in the short drive, though. Twiddell, pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Van Grau. Near midfield, would have been close to the first down, and Dort College is forced to punt. Taking a look at the drives for Morningside, they started off with two extended drives of 77 and 68 yards. Then they had a 19-yarder, a 34-yarder, 33. Had an extended drive at the end of the second quarter of 62 yards. But then again, short drives, 46, 37, and 17. A booming kick by Bonestro. Fair catch called for by the Mustangs at the 21-yard line. Fair catch called for by Devin Thomas. And the Mustangs will take over first down and 10 at their own 21-yard line. 13:01 left to play in the ballgame. Morningside 66, Dort College 14. Dort College scoring on drives of their own. They had two extended drives. A 13-play, 75-yard drive to get them on the board in the second quarter. And then a 10-play, 79-yard drive for another score, this one from Leonard Manuel. In the open field, Morningside's ball carrier to the 35-yard line and forced out of bounds is Morningside's Taylor James. James, a freshman from Westfield, Iowa, forced out of bounds, but not before he gains nearly 20 yards on that rushing play. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 37-yard line. Klunder is the quarterback. Send a man in motion from left to right. That is Travis Hantelman. Turn, hand it off, and to the 41-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. Again on the carry was James. And that'll bring up second down and 6. 12 minutes remaining in this ball game. Coming off of the field for the defenders now is Sean Quinlan. Quinlan checks out of the football game. Loken Vandevecht in at linebacker for the defenders. Also JT Teixeira, the middle linebackers. Hand it off, give it to James. James lowers his head. He's to the 46-yard line and close to a first down before he's finally forced down. Looks like he's just shy of the first down from my vantage point. And that'll bring up third down in less than a yard. Front four for Dort College. Dwight Green is on the left end. Adam Warnches is tackle along with Josh Shank. Micah Applegate is lining up at right defensive end. They hand it off and straight up the middle. New ball carrier for Morningside. That is Tyler Cavan. He's got enough for a first down. And the Mustangs have it at the Dort College 46-yard line. 11:27 left to play in this ball game. Applegate checks out. Checking back in is John Gardner. On the near side, Dom Alarcon is the corner. You got Garrett Wybinga lining up at the other corner. Safety is Jake Atkinson along with Ray Cleveland. Both will come up now. Cleveland sheeting up 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. They turn and hand it off. And again, the ball carrier is Cavan. And he picks up 6 yards on the play, 7 yards as they mark him down at the Dort College 39. And it'll be second down and three. 10:40 left to play in the game. Coming up later this afternoon, Dort College volleyball from the DeWitt Gymnasium, matchup of top 25 rated teams, Dort College versus Hastings. Klunder is the quarterback. He turns, hands it off, and tripped up. Cole McLean was able to come up, trip up the ball carrier. That was Cavan. Enough for a first down, though. And the Mustangs have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 35-yard line. 66-14, Morningside has been in the driver's seat, establishing a 21-0 lead at the end of the first period. Klunder, the quarterback, drops back to pass. Pass is thrown behind the intended receiver, Kendall Lindemann. Falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. So Morningside going to the air. Back in at running back is Taylor James. James behind Klunder. Gets the handoff. James bounces to the outside. Gets away from a tackler and is brought down after a 3-yard gain. Stretching the play out for Dort College was Juan Barajas. Still a 3-yard pickup on the play for James, and that'll bring up third down and 7, and Morningside likely in a passing situation here. Morningside has scored 9 touchdowns and a field goal. So third down and 7. Third down and 7 on the way. Back to pass. It's Klunder. Klunder's pass is batted away, incomplete. Pass broken up by Dort College's Nick Payton, I believe. No, beg your pardon, Jake Atkinson. Atkinson making that stop, number 20, or making that play on the pass over the middle. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Morningside will likely go for it here. They're in no man's land. You can try to punt and pin here. Field goal would be about a 50-yarder. So Morningside will go for it. Shotgun formation, back to pass is Klunder. Pass over the middle, complete. Inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs. Pass completed to Jake Allen. Inside the 20, down to the 16. It'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs. 8:55 and counting in this ballgame. For Dort College, your thoughts turn to the Briarcliff game next week. Interesting to see how the defenders fared health-wise this afternoon. Didn't see any major injuries. Gain of 2 on the play for the Mustangs. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8 for the Mustangs. Indoor college territory. And the Mustangs in the pistol. You've got James in the backfield. Klunder is the quarterback. He turns, hands, gives to James. James, the ball carrier. He's inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. And that'll bring up first down and goal to go for the Mustangs with 8 minutes remaining in this contest. So the Mustangs leading 66-14 with the football in Dort College territory. James is the running back for the Mustangs. 4 down linemen for the defenders. Pistol formation. They hand it off to James. James, the ball carrier, nothing there. James has thrown for a loss, actually. I believe that was Barajas making the tackle. Oh, beg your pardon, that was Dominguez. That was 67 and 91. Barajas and Dominguez making the play. And that'll bring up second down and goal to go. Football outside the 5-yard line. James is the running back. Morningside loads up, double tight, heavy to the right. Hand off to James. James, nothing there again. It's going to be third down and goal to go at the 5. Tackle made by Seth Vandevort for the defenders. Josh Shank is in. Checking out is Curtis Emery. And the Dort College defenders trying to come up with a stand here. Morningside has it at the Dort College 5-yard line. Morningside with a football. And back to pass, toss into the end zone, and is it complete? It is. A touchdown pass completion. Klunder finding his man in the back of the end zone. And making the pass catch, I believe that was John Hauswald. Hauswald makes the snag in the back of the end zone. The Dort College defender tried to push him out of bounds. And Morningside now trying to tack on the point after. David Galloway with the kick. 6:32 remaining in the game. Galloway. His kick is up and no good, wide to the right. And our score stands 72-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 6:32 left to go in the game. Morningside 72, Dort College 14. Today's broadcast of Dort College Athletics made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. David Galloway to kick, and his end-over-end kick taken by Fennig at the 8-yard line. He's to the 15, to the 20, everything collapsing around him, and he's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line. Fennig made a leaping grab of that one and brought it out to his own 22-yard line. Well, a beautiful day to be outside, if nothing else. A temperature of 75 degrees currently, winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour, and we've got a quarterback change for the defenders. Zach Barker, freshman from Katy, Texas, is in to run the option for the defenders. He keeps it himself. He's to the 27-yard line, and he is brought down after a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be second down and 4. So Barker in at quarterback. He wears number 19. 5'8", listed 160. So second down and 6, he gained 4 on the play. Fakes the pitch, hands it off instead to Courtney Samuel, and Samuel is brought down after a short gain on the play on the carry straight up the gut. 5:45 and counting in this ball game. Third down and short for the defenders. Third down and short. And Barker turns, hands, and the football's out. It's loose. And the ball came out on the exchange between Barker and Courtney Samuel. And Morningside has recovered. Saw the pigskin bounce loose. And Morningside covers it up at the 33-yard line. Morningside leading 72-14 with 5:25 left to go in this ballgame. So Morningside will come out onto the field. And And it looks like we've got a new quarterback in for the Mustangs. This will be number 17. I believe that's Derek Dyson, and Dyson running option on the right side. Well, Dyson listed as a wide receiver, actually, on the roster. It's either him or Dustin Scow, a defensive back. I'm going to guess it's Derek Dyson. 5 minutes left to go in this ballgame. Morningside with the football. They hand it off, and the carry by Tyler Cavan. It's going to be second down and 7 after a gain of 3 on the play. So second down and 7. Dyson, the quarterback. He's got Cavan behind him. He's in the pistol. Takes the snap, hands it off to Cavan, and Cavan is brought down by Seth Vandevort. Loss of a couple on the play. It's going to be third down and 8. Third down and 8. 4:20 left to play in this game. Morningside with a football, up 72-14. And the Mustangs up to the line of scrimmage. Dyson in the pistol. He's got Cavan behind him. And he turns, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's around the right edge, and he's going to go to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone, touchdown. Dyson with a 20-yard touchdown run. 78-14 with 3:50 left to go in this ballgame. And the Morningside Mustangs taking advantage of Dort College turnovers. And Morningside now on for the point after. David Galloway for the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 79-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 79-14 with 3:50 remaining in this football game. On to kick for Morningside will be Zach Decker. Decker will be kicking off. Ray Cleveland is back deep for the defenders. The end-over-end kick taken by Cleveland. Cleveland will take it at his goal line. He's going to bring it out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. He's to the 20. Lowers his head. He's to the 22-yard line. And is brought down on the play by the Morningside Mustangs. And that is Josh Porcher. Porcher, the tackle. And Barker is on at quarterback again for the defenders. 3:42 remaining in this game. Barker up to the line of scrimmage. Barker is under center. Send a man in motion. Keeps it himself. No, he handed it off. As Barker was brought down in the backfield, but he had handed the football off. And bringing the, playing fullback for the defenders now is Kyle Melton, the way it looks. Some new players in for Dort College with 3:15 and counting left to go in this game. Morningside 79, Dort College 14. Barker is under center. Barker hands it off, and the ball carrier is Kyle Melton. Melton gains 6 on the play. It's going to be third down and 1. 2:45 left to go in the game. Turnover setting up short fields for the Mustangs. And Morningside has taken advantage more often than not this afternoon. Barker is under center, sends a man in motion, keeps it himself, now pitches to the wide side of the field. That's Lewis. Lewis trying to get to the corner, and he's brought down near the first down marker. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 33-yard line, so a first down on the play for the defenders with 2:17 remaining in regulation. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 33-yard line. Kenny Lewis able to race to the edge and picked up enough for a first down. Barker is under center. Melton is the fullback. Had two men in motion. Let's see if they call the penalty. They will. This one's going to come back. This will be a procedure penalty against the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313.
The only shift on the offense, two men in motion, 5-yard penalty, first down.
There you heard it from the referee, Darren Berg, an illegal shift on the defenders. Two men were in motion at the same time. And with 1:52 and counting left to go in the game, Door College has it first down and 15. Barker's under center. Had movement again. This time no flags come out. Pitch over to the left side and not much room to go. Reversing field is Michael Sisson. And Sisson's going to be brought down for a loss of 10 on the play. It's going to be second down and 25 as Sisson reversed his field and saw nothing but white shirts there as well. Tried to bring it back the other way. And he was over near the numbers on the 20-yard line. He was brought down at the 17. So a loss of 10. It's second down and 25. 19 seconds on the play clock. 1 minute remaining in regulation. 79-14. Morningside's going to improve to 3-0, while the defenders will drop to 1-2. Handed off to the fullback Melton, and Melton gains a couple on the play. It's going to be third down, and Door College will have to snap the football one more time. So this one will come to an end. Door College with the football in their own territory and just trying to play this one out. Up to the line of scrimmage, the defenders. Barker's under center, keeps it himself, and he is brought down after a short gain on the play. That's going to do it. Our final score, Morningside 79, Dort College 14. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside defeats Dort College 79-14 in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action this afternoon. The Dort College defenders trailed 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, 42-7 at halftime, 72-14 at the end of the third quarter, and 79-14 is the final. Morningside was not forced to punt this afternoon. They outgained Dort College 571-288. Dort College 283 yards on the ground, Morningside 237 on the ground, Morningside 334 passing. Dort College completed one pass for 5 yards. Time of possession, Dort College 35-40, Morningside 24-20. Third down conversions, Morningside 9 of 11. 1-for-1 on fourth down conversions, Dort College 7 of 16 on third down conversions. Aaron Francis led Dort College with 90 yards on 8 carries. Thomas Newman had 19 carries for 78 yards. Leonard Manuel, a 10-yard pickup for 33 yards. And Daniel Fennig, 5 carries for 27 yards. For Morningside, John Halverson, 11 carries for 65 yards. Taylor James, 7 carries for 37 yards. Josh Gaebke, 10 carries for 34 yards. Derek Dyson, 2 carries for 32 yards. Ryan Kasdor, 14 of 20 through the air for 282 yards. Devin Thomas, 3 catches for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jake Atkinson in on 11 tackles for the defenders. Cole McLean with 8. Morningside, Zach Schluger with a total of 12 tackles. Morningside scored on drives of 77, 68, 19, 34, and 33 yards before Dort College got on the board with a 13-play, 75-yard drive capped by a Daniel Fennick 2-yard touchdown run with 1:09 left to go in the first half. Morningside would get one more score on a 6-play, 62-yard drive 40 seconds later. That's how we went to halftime. Morningside then scored on drives of 46 and 37 yards before Leonard Manuel plunged in from 1 yard out on a 10-play, 79-yard drive with 5:51 left to go in the third quarter to make it 56-14. Morningside would then score on drives of 70, 17, 79, and 33 yards to make it a final of 79-14. Morningside is now 3-0 this season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Dort College Defenders slip to 1-2 overall and 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next up for the Defenders, they will be facing Briarcliff in Vermilion, South Dakota at the Dakota Dome next Saturday, while the Morningside Mustangs have next Saturday off. Checking if we have any more scores from this afternoon. It was Nebraska Wesleyan over Briarcliff. Final score there, 31-7. So Wesleyan defeats Briarcliff in Lincoln. Northwestern leads Dakota Wesleyan. In the third period, that last score was 49-28. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR. A little over an hour from now, we'll be on the air with volleyball from the DeWitt Gymnasium as Dort College plays Hastings in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.